But let's bring in the newest member of the Vancouver Canucks big trade on Saturday. JT Miller now joins us. JT, thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet 650. I know the Canucks released a statement and you said how excited you were about coming to Vancouver. What makes Vancouver your favorite road city?
You know, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. Sorry about my voice. I'll be honest, one of my best friends just got married in a couple months, and we were actually in Vegas for his bachelor party when I got the news. So, slowly on its way back. But, you know, it's such a great city. I think a lot of guys in the league would tell you that. You know, it's obviously to the eye, it's pretty awesome whenever you pull that drive from the airport to the hotel when you get there. And then, you know, restaurant and nightlife wise, it's just an awesome place to be. I always love going there. And best part about being in the East is that when you go there, it's for a couple of days at least, so you get to spend some time. And, you know, it's definitely become one of the best cities for me to travel to.
I know a lot of fans are excited about you joining the team, and you also mentioned playing with some of these young players and how you may fit in with these guys. Is it exciting to go from, I know obviously Tampa is this talented team, you guys were so close in the playoffs, didn't quite work out, but is it exciting too to come to a team with a young core of exciting players like Pettersson, Besser, Horvat, and Quinn Hughes?
Yeah, absolutely. The talent this team has is so young, and I think it's just obviously everyone knew what for the last few years it just would take a little bit of time. You know, obviously the more they can learn and mature as players, that you know this team's going to be a really good hockey team in the future. And the timing works out great. That you know, I have a handful of years under my belt now, and I think I can really help in that regard and add to the depth of the team, and you know, hopefully have a good start to the season.
JT, one of the things that people really like about your game is your versatility. You can play all the three forward positions. How do you think that helps you read plays while on the ice and specifically on the defensive side of things too?
Sometimes it's different. I think a lot of guys will tell you that there are different roles. And I think in Tampa was a great example of that. And when I first got there, I was obviously lucky enough to play with Stamkos and Kucherov for a large portion of that. And we had a lot of success. That's just a little different than, you know, when you're on the, you know, you're on the checking line of the third line where you're playing against, you're getting the other team's top line. And, you know, when that happens, you got to make sure you're playing smart hockey. You know, there's obviously a little more high-end, high-risk plays when you play on the top guys, play with the top guys. But, you know, when you got to really take care of the puck and make sure it's going 200 feet. And when you're trying to keep it out of your end, you know, I think it's very something I didn't recognize when I was younger. But now, you know, how much different a role can be and what the team needs is, you know, whatever is best for them is something you have to buy into to make sure you get the most out of it.
One of the areas the Vancouver Canucks have been looking to upgrade and get better at is their transition game. And when looking through some of the data with your play, that's one of the areas you excel at. So have you had conversations yet with the coaching staff about how you might be an ideal fit to help out, indeed, that transition game and the breakout through the neutral zone?
No, not yet. You know, there's definitely going to be talks about what we expect and coming into camp and into the start of the season, but to be honest, I haven't talked too much about with them yet. I know we are here in the near future, but nothing yet. And so I don't really have a game plan, you know, for that yet, though.
We're talking to JT Miller, who was traded for by the Vancouver Canucks over the weekend. Now, JT, when you start looking at your evolution, you mentioned how you realize how much more value you have when you keep the puck in the other end and you get better defensively. Do you still feel like you have even more to give and a bigger role offensively as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that I was really, you know, at least production-wise, you know, it's easy to read the stats online without watching every game. But, you know, I was definitely, you know, I got comfortable around the 20-goal mark, you know, several years in a row and, you know, trying to keep improving on the production to get, you know, for point totals. But, you know, last year I had a little less in the goal-scoring column. You know, I think that was partly due to, you know, the role change and, you know, the talent we had on that team in Tampa was, you know, that depth was probably some of the best you could see around the league. And, you know, and with going there, I think the numbers went a little bit, you know, with the time on ice dropping. And, you know, it's just something you had to buy into. And, you know, I think that we had a lot of success playing those lower minutes in the third line. But, you know, I do think that offensively there's more. I think I can shoot the puck more. I have a pretty hard shot. And I think that sometimes maybe I look to make a perfect shot versus just maybe throwing more towards the net and have a couple more ugly goals opposed to, you know, just because I'm wide open and have my time and space, because we all know how far in between those moments come in a hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously, I mean, every player wants to produce, but one of the things you mentioned too, and I think overall we have to keep in mind player value and things that you do really well too, which is you get zone X is really good. You're really good around the corners and battle. And that's one of the deficiencies this Canucks roster has had. I mean, they have some talented players, but also guys that can be effective offensively like yourself, but also help gain possession and keep the possession in the offensive zone. And sometimes it doesn't come into points, so you may not help your point totals, but if you keep the puck in the offensive zone, it's going to create more opportunities for your line mates as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that one of the strong suits of my game is being able to hold onto the puck and buy my line mates time. And I think that, you know, no matter who I'm playing with, I like having the puck. I always am calling for the puck. I'm a vocal guy on the ice and on the bench and with the teammates. And I think that when I have the puck in the zone and, you know, have my back to them, I think it's hard for the defenders to get it off me. And, you know, I think that's a good quality to have when it comes to spreading the zone and to, like I said, buying some time for your teammates to get open. And it's worked in the past, and I'm excited to see what it can do with this team.
Now, JT, before we let you go, just so we get to know the person better, away from the ice, what is one thing you really enjoy doing, whether it's movies? Like, what is it you really like to do outside of hockey?
Well, off the top of my head, you know, I had two little girls in the last 14 months, so anytime I get the time to spend with them,
right.
I like doing that. But, I play a lot of golf in the summer, you know, when I'm not doing that in training. And actually, I'm a hunter whenever I get the chance as well. I get some property in Ohio where we're from, and it's gone back in my family for generations. So I like to do that when I get a chance. I got to do it in New York, obviously, Florida not being the big hunting state. But I definitely know that there are some big game opportunities up in, you know, obviously the Vancouver neck of the woods.
Oh, for sure. Fishing, hunting, it's great for it here. And as much as I love you for you to get your golf game in order, too, and keep playing, hopefully you have less time for golf with the Canucks making the playoffs over the next few years, all right?
Yeah, that is definitely the plan.
Hey, JT, we appreciate your time. Go and rest your voice, and we look forward to seeing you in Vancouver soon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, thank
thanks,
you.
JT.
That's JT Miller.
Yeah. Sportsnet 650.